Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today we're bringing on another new co-host. This gentleman has actually been in one of my online communities for a while, and we've been connecting here and there randomly. And then just all of a sudden this week, we started just bouncing a lot of questions back and forth. And since it's my podcast show, I was like, dude, I'm just going to bring you on the podcast. So this gentleman is a fellow Isagenix nutrition guy. He's also a fellow CrossFitter. He has his own box. And down in North Carolina, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But most importantly, I love the transparency of who you're about to meet, because he's going to be a co-host that's like other past co-hosts that have been transparent and truthful about their own struggles and their own goals, while he's also obviously trying to give back to his athletes since he's a owner of a box. So without further ado, I'm going to welcome to the show here. He is the co-owner, or maybe sole owner, we're going to find out more about that too, of CrossFitTTG.com. Welcome, Scott Abano.
Thank you, Scott.
Hey, appreciate, man, welcome.
Thank you.
So let's rewind for our listeners. Why did you reach out to me?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question. I think like everyone else who is looking to get fit and stay fit, I reached out to you because, you know, I've been doing Isagenix for a number of years with my wife, and as a product user, not so much as a distributor. You know, I've done the cleanses and the packages. I've lost a ton of weight. I've gotten fit. There are a lot of the products we love. But it's always finding that balance between a macrobiotic diet and utilizing your Isagenix products, your Isagreens, your healthy products that we need to fuel the body. And personally, I mean, I have four kids at home. They all live at home. And, you know, the eating habits after 52 years or a lot of old eating habits that are hard to cut, and which is just reality. And you know, between trying to keep our cabinets and pantry with good foods and having our kids complain that there are no goodies in the pantry, it's a personal challenge for me. I'm a nibbler, a grazer, and yet I eat pretty well, but you know, I need to lean up and be the you know, be the fit guy that I should be. So,
well, let's be real. Nobody has an easy lifestyle. We all have different planes of existence. We all have different lifestyle choices as far as professions. And actually, you had briefly mentioned before we started the show, you're not just a CrossFit gym owner, you're a real estate professional as well. So I know that that is a crazy profession, because I have a number of contacts who do that. And you guys pretty much don't really have hours. It's like all over the place, because you have to adapt to your customers.
So now I'm in two crazy professions, a box owner and a real estate broker here in North Carolina.
So. I like it, man. You're a go-getter.
Yeah. I like the no mortar concept idea. So.
Well, and for our listeners, I'm literally going to do this live on show. Like you had asked me over Facebook Messenger if I actually drink the shakes. Well, literally, I'm having my Isolene Pro shake with greens added because I just got back from a workout. So.
Well, and I'm having a little amped here, although it's not a Isagenix bottle. I'm having my amped.
No worries. Amped
for this conversation.
Usually I'm just hydrating like crazy. I'm a big Nalgene bottle fan. I carry like two or three of these puppies in my car at all times. It's hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And admittedly, that actually just got reinforced back when I did my first ever detox and cleanse back in 2010. So.
Wow.
I'm dating myself. That was before Amped. Amped didn't even exist back then. So a lot of the products, actually, I don't even know if greens existed back then. I can't even remember that far back if we
greens
even had the greens.
Greens came before Amped. I know that.
It definitely did. And it's funny, because you actually do get energy off of greens.
And I know.
A lot of people don't believe me on that. I'm like, dude, when you give your body the nutrient density that it's been missing, especially when you're new. I miss the high from being new, because now I'm always high. But when you were like lethargic, and then all of a sudden you start putting the right nutrients in your body, and you're like, oh, whoa, I feel different. This is interesting.
Right.
And well, let's rewind for the listeners. Like, how did you feel when you did your first like transformation, or just initial kickstart, or whatever? What was your kind of background on that?
Well, so I have, you know, like everyone else, I've tried every nutritional, they call it diet. I hate the term diet just to get
healthy. I hate
healthy.
The term diet too.
Yeah, it's just such a bad word. But I've tried to eat properly. And again, I'm a grazer. But when Isagenix came along, this gentleman, Mark Smith, who is pretty high up with Isagenix, he was an athlete at Florida State. And we had this long conversation and kind of met via the internet as well, kind of like you and I did through a network. And he introduced me to the product, and I tried the cleanse. And so what I did is I did it for 3.5-4 months. I lost like 40 pounds.
Wow.
It was pretty substantial for me. Now the reality is I have not put that 40 back on, you know, that I lost, but I did put on some of the weight back on because I got off the cleanses and got off the completely clean eating, which is what I was doing for a while. So it's kind of like trying to find that macrobiotic balance between, you know, doing Isagenix and regular foods. But I love the protein shakes, Isagenix. I'm hooked on them. I do them twice a day. It's my lunch and my breakfast. I usually do a late morning snack, you know, a couple eggs, trying to get away from the grains, as you and I were talking about yesterday.
That's not going to be an easy transition.
I know you were saying that. My wife, she'll throw me some brown rice with my two eggs, and I'll be like, can't be doing the brown rice anymore.
Well, again, baby steps, right?
Yeah.
Like, we talk about this with people. It's funny because, yeah, this is going to be a big Isagenix episode, but let's be real for our listeners. It's not, my show's not just about Isagenix. That just happens to cycle in. It's only cycled in a few times. And because I'm trying to show people that it's about balancing health and lifestyle. And this is for anybody. I don't care if you're a Shakeology person or if you're an anti-shake guy. I mean, Vinny Tortorich, you and I messaged about him. He's been on the show a couple times. Huge podcast. Been on the Adam Carolla show like regularly. Like, he is the trainer to the stars.
Right.
He hates shakes. He wants nothing to do with them. He did start his own like vitamin company called Pure Vitamin Club. But other than that, that's it. He is all about real whole food. So I respect that. So whether we're talking about Isagenix or whether we're talking about another supplement company or we're just talking about whole food.
Yeah.
It's all transformation. It's all a life cycle. People who set that initial goal and they think they're going to change their entire life instantaneously, psychologically, you're in for a freaking roller coaster ride because your body's going to reject it. It's going to fight you. Your mind is going to fight you. I'm sure you had your own struggles when you first tried this, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And the funny thing is I didn't reach out to you to talk about Isagenix.
No.
I reached out to you to talk about, as you were saying, you know, the no sugars, no grain, you know, that kind of, that's because I was intrigued by it. But I also, you know, I mean, I've been following you. I see what stuff is going on. I've been sort of eyeballing it. And I liked your energy. This is not a plug for you, but this is true. And I said, you know what, I'm going to reach out. And of course, you know, when you asked me if I'd be on the cast here, I'm kind of going, you don't want to see this mug on this.
Nobody wants to see this mug either, dude. I just started the video like 10 episodes ago. That's all new.
No, you're good. So it has been. It's been a roller coaster for me, the whole process. But, you know, I was able to cut many things out. I mean, I got away from diet sodas. I got away from, you know, the fast foods. I got away from a lot of the things that were. So it is a roller coaster, but now I'm trying to chip away. And, you know, as a box owner, I mean, people don't look at me and say, Scott's unfit. They, you know, they look at him. Scott's a pretty fit guy. He's 52 years old, even though I've got a horrible knee. Horrible knee is plural. But, you know, so for me, it's a constant. And again, it's just a part of my life. So,
well, and catch our listeners up here. And real quick, I just have to grab my French press behind me. So like I told you, I still use Isagenix coffee. I'm literally brewing coffee right behind me
now. This is a total promotion for Isagenix.
Exactly. It's also lifestyle. Like I don't use Keurigs. I brew my own coffee. And people are like, oh, well, the Keurig is faster.
Yeah.
I boiled the water. I put the grains in the French press thingy. I pour the water on it. And then I let it brew. And then I pour it into a mug. This isn't rocket science. I'm not gonna buy some stupid machine with questionable coffee that's been sourced from who God knows where, Right. And then you're superheating it in a plastic cup, which we all know that superheated plastics usually release toxins. It's like, right. I could go off on a whole tangent that's not isogenics. I'm just saying, dude, I use coffee, and guess what? I don't just use isogenics as coffee. I do love it because it's infused with all the extra healthy fats from coconut oil and green tea, but right. I also go to Whole Foods once in a while and get that. There's this one brand of coffee. It's like, it's so profoundly strong smelling because it's so fresh. It's something green related. I can't remember.
Yeah, but green or something.
I cycle it in. But you know, again, I'm a real person. I don't just like live off of 100% isogenics. It's like that's just it's a foundational component in my lifestyle. But I know the knee was a big part of how you were Facebook messaging me back and forth. It was one of your biggest concerns because you're getting ready to do some surgery, I think, right? To help take it to the next level.
I've been putting off knee surgery for a few years here, and I'm scheduled for May 10th to go in and have a total knee replacement. And, I've been refraining from it because, as I was saying in the gym, in the box the other day, one of the members said to me, one of my friends said they wish they had done this sooner. And they said, how come you haven't done it sooner? And I said, well, because I want to come in here and be doing burpees and be at least doing step ups. And she's like, well, you're struggling with it now. So what's the difference going to be? She's like, you might as well just go ahead and do it. So
that was that's a very, very good point. We're only getting older. So get it done now if you have to.
The part the doctor said for me was, he said, you'll probably recover pretty well. I hope he's right.
I'm going to put this by the microphone.
The sound. So I just decided that that was excellent. I just decided that, that it's time to do it. And the doctor told me I'm able to do a lot of the CrossFit movements, and I just can't run hard. He doesn't want me doing heavy deadlifts or heavy front squats, and not to throw the CrossFit in. You know, I want to be able to be fit and healthy 60 and same by 70. I want to have quality of life. So for me, this is important for me. I have four kids. I want to watch them grow up. You know, I want to be healthy for a lot of reasons. I also want to be healthy because I'm a box hunter. But
let's be real. The family does come first. If we dig all the way to the basics here, and quick audio thing, if that's your iPhone, put that on vibrate because it actually, it's weird. The electronics tones make your microphone grab them faster than your voice. So I don't want to lose your great vocals. But hey, this is good podcasting. We're literally teaching you about podcasting while we're at it.
Thank you for the education. I'm here for it.
It's going to be a whole lot of knowledge bombs today.
That's all right. That's good.
But to your point, and this is something I'm very, very passionate about in my business coaching, whether I'm talking to an ISA person, whether I'm talking to a marketing client, whether I'm talking to a CrossFit client, because as I told you, I also coach CrossFit. I just don't want to own a box. So, but people need to have a clear why. And that why changes depending on what we're getting involved with, what we're focusing on, but it's got to be a powerful why. And yeah, I know your box is important, your real estate's important, but that's all money, that's all community. But if you had to dig down to your core, you know, your health, your fitness, your knee, it sounds to me like, your goal, your personal goals matter, but it sounds to me you're a family man. Am I right about that?
Yep. I definitely am, although my teenage daughter might disagree with you at times.
Teenagers disagree with everything. What are you talking about?
It's great. So one thing I don't know that I've shared with you yet, Scott, because we don't know, but so I actually live in North Carolina. I'm from the DC area. And long story short, I actually moved here in 2011 because my youngest daughter, who's 13 now, has had 9 heart surgeries.
Wow.
So we spent, my wife was, God bless her, spent most of her time in the hospital. I was in and out of the hospital taking care of the other kids, doing what I could for about 6-7 years. So when you talk about my why, my kids are definitely my why. My priority was real estate. I had a decent practice in the DC area. I did well. We decided after just all of the personal turmoil that goes on with,
you see, what's that? My hair, the hairs are standing up on my arm. When I hear somebody dive, I have to interrupt you. Like, my hairs are standing up on my arm because of just that. I love transparency, and I can hear some of that passion, that love that's coming through. It sounds like you guys have been through a hell of a journey. I don't want to interrupt you any further. I just wanted to show you, like, dude, I love that stuff.
We have. And just to be more transparent, while we were, you know, in the DC Children's Hospital, my wife and I, we took to chain smoking. We were out on the patio, and she and I were going through a pack a day of Marlboro Lights or whatever cigarettes we could get onto for probably 2-3 years. And we worked out before we went to the gym. It was just, we were kind of like,
you were still going to the gym during that?
Well,
so you were smoking gym rats?
Yeah, we were not quite that, because we didn't really have time to go to the gym at that time, but no, we were not. And I know a number of those.
So it freaks me out. I don't understand it. I'm like, you're trying to stay fit, but you're killing yourself.
We have a few at our CrossFit. We have a few at our CrossFit.
Are you serious?
The scope does not cover it up. So the Listerine and scope. Yeah, we do just a select few, So when you ask me my why, my daughter who has an artificial valve in her heart and is on Coumadin, so I started to research Coumadin, and my cousin who's a doctor said, you know, that's used for rat poison, and so we're toxifying her body every day because we have to keep her blood thin to prevent clotting on her artificial valve, and yet. So we wanted to get healthy, and we wanted to exert our energy. And when she got through her 9th surgery, thankfully we've had a few years of rest without having to go to have any invasive procedures done on Zoe. Zoe's her name. And so we've been able to rest, and we found in that time, I found CrossFit first, and then my wife found it afterwards. And, you know, we quit smoking, and we started, we stopped drinking diet sodas, and we did, you know, not that we, you know, we were big smokers before, but it just was one of those things that would, you know, nicotine, you know, people will talk to you about nicotine, caffeine, sugar, they're all addictive.
Let's be honest, whether it's talk about caffeine, sugar, or anything, any of those dependencies that we develop, which we all then try and fight to defeat, it's all tied back to your brain. A healthy brain or an unhealthy brain is either more addictive or less addictive. But again, it comes back to the addiction to the hormonal and stimulant responses. And again, I'm just a crazy obsessed health nut that has learned this. So like, I would never be able to talk like this back in 2010. I'm not a doctor, but you being through all the heart stuff, you could talk about stuff that I don't even know about, because you basically have become a part-time doctor just trying to understand what's going on with your daughter.
Yeah. Well, we know more about the heart than we'd like to, you know, and then again, at the same time, reflecting on it, we're kind of glad we do. And my wife, I think she could go in and be a nurse right now if she wanted to, without a certification, I believe. And I think that would be a great calling for her, but thankfully she is patient. And, you know, when it comes to,
well, and let's be real, I've got a few nurses on my isogenics team.
Yes,
it's not a healthy profession. They give and sacrifice so much, and I have so much respect for nurses and doctors what the nurses go through, my God, it's powerful. They literally, their circadian rhythm, their sleep cycles are a mess. They don't rest and recover properly. They try and use workouts and CrossFit and things like that to try and balance their life, but they underestimate the power of healthy nutrition and healthy fitness. And all of this is all tied together, guys. Like, this is what we're all talking about. This is what you and I are getting together to talk about today here. It's like, it's the full circle. And for a lot of us, you have to pick one area to focus on first. So like for me, I was already a fitness nut and a health nut. And since you're sharing, I can't trump all these heart surgeries. You definitely take the cake on this episode here. And I know that you don't want to win that. That's not like anybody would ever want to win that.
I'm not here to win, man.
No. And Zoe sounds like a trooper. She sounds like a trooper.
Win for us both. And if somebody else can gain from it.
Yeah.
Great.
No. And thank you for sharing this. This is powerful. Yeah. I love this. So, but like I became more of a health nut after I've had my shoulder redone twice, once in 99 and again in 2007. Due to some skiing accidents and some other things. So Been there, man. I've been there where it's like, oh my God, I'm going to go in for a surgery. It's going to slow me down. Luckily, the first surgery is what really kicked me into my cycling obsession and my fitness obsession after that. And then the second surgery was just because of years of mountain bike racing and being a jackass. And I just, anyway, I wrecked it again, actually in a paintball tournament. So I get very competitive. And this is all pre-CrossFit. But to rewind for you, the reason why I got into CrossFit is because, and Isogenics actually literally at the same time, because in 2010 and 2011, I decided to leave the corporate world and I went to be a wildland firefighter out west. So I got to experience, again, kind of like what nurses and doctors are dealing with, the extremes of a very physically and mentally stressful position where you're working 16 hours a day on a fire line, you're hiking in the mountains, you got all this pack and gear on, and you're eating government-funded fire camps, which, I'll just say this, it's not the best food. And sometimes you're on the side of a mountain and they can't get food to you, so you're required to hike with at least two MREs. So now you know, and I know, how preservatives are terrible for you. And if you had to pick a product on this planet that has more preservatives, it's a freaking MRE. So now let's tie that into our military and all these other guys that are literally eating that crap. And like, it's just, it was a hell of a transformation. I'll just say that. But luckily 2010, I finished the firefighting first summer, banged out. I think we did 1900 hours in 6 months. And I went and hiked. I went and backpacked Ireland, came back, and I was going up to Boston to do a personal trainer event to renew some CEU credits. Cause prior to that, I had taught spinning for 6 years. I'd teach 6 o'clock in the morning and then go to my corporate gig. Cause that's how I'd wake up in the morning. I wasn't even drinking coffee back then. I just was just going high as a kite off of a bike. So, but the cool thing was, I was like, you know, I don't want to lose this. I'll keep my CEU credits. Went up to Boston. And at that point in time, after that first year of firefighting, I already started learning about CrossFit. That was the foundation of our physical conditioning and training to ensure we were strong enough, fit enough to handle the extremes of serving as a hotshot, because I was on one of those elite hotshot crews. It was no joke. Anyway, went to that event. That's when I found Isogenics. So here's the funny thing. You and I both know that Isogenics is headquartered in Arizona. My days off, I spent in Phoenix and Scottsdale because my base was 3 hours north of Isogenics headquarters. I didn't find out about Isogenics until I went to Boston to go to a personal trainer event for classes.
Isogenics is starting to grow now. That's crazy. Well, you have a new nickname in my book.
What's that?
That's Mitty. I'm going to call you Walter Mitty.
Oh, great movie, by the way.
That's one of my favorites.
A friend of mine told me about that movie. He's like, Scott, you need to go watch this movie. It's you.
Yeah, well, it's, and I'm telling you, every time I watch it, I pull something new out of it.
I'll agree with you. I've seen it only twice now. I think now you're going to inspire me to go back and watch it again.
Oh, you got to. That's whenever I feel like it, that's what I watch. But as I'm hearing you talk about your career and moving on and the outside lifestyle you have, and that's great.
So. Well, it's. And I talk about this about lifestyle because it's important to remind people that as we mature and we pull our heads out of our asses, that's how I like to call it anyway, and we could truly pull our heads out of our asses at any age, people. So this is for our listeners. Like, you don't have to be, I'm turning 40 this year. You mentioned you're in your 50? 50?
I'm 52.
52. Mm-hmm. So I would like to think that we're getting better at it as we're aging, but we can do it in our 20s. So the millennial generation has a strong potential to really make a lot of things happen and hopefully do better things than what our prior generations have done. So that's a whole different podcast. but the biggest wake-up call that I'm always trying to remind people is that, number one, I hit on it earlier, establish a strong why we're doing all this.
Right.
Because if you have the why, every step along the way, every new nutritional challenge you go through, every new workout you try, maybe you try CrossFit, you don't try CrossFit, maybe you decide to leave your corporate gig and go become a firefighter, whatever. Maybe when you first watched Walter Mitty, you went there just for your why was entertainment. But then when you leave a movie like that and you get inspired and it's like, dude, that dug deep, man. This is a bigger picture. Now your why has changed. And I just had to tie that into a full circle type loop there because that was a great movie to bring up because that was a great movie and it really got me to think deep.
I mean, to me, that was the best movie of the year that year for me. So.
Yeah. Did he win any awards? Because he should have.
He didn't. And I thought his acting, that was phenomenal. I just thought the movie itself, the message was phenomenal. And,
yeah,
you know, I mean, but you're right, though, on the why factor. And
yeah.
I went online looking, searching. There's a site, What's Your Why? I don't know if you've ever seeked it on the internet.
Oh, but
it's a website. It's a website where you, and I was going to go on there and sign up for it. And I actually think I did sign up for it. And I started plugging things in and I'm like, I know my why. I'm sitting here going, and I just shared it with you a moment ago. But it's, you know, what are we here for? You know, what's, you know, obviously we stay in shape, we stay fit. We, you know, we're trying to eat healthy because, you know, quality of life. We see a lot of people getting cancer now and people dying a lot younger and the numbers going way up and obesity going way up. And, you know, I got four kids and, so for me, it's, you know, I love my children. I want to be able to at least pass them on. We do have a couple. Well, one of our kids is a little bit rebellious to both Isagenix and CrossFit right now, but she'll probably be the strongest CrossFitter there is and the strongest Isagenix promoter in about 3 years once she's beyond the rebellion phase.
Yeah. And also it's like one thing I had to learn, and actually I'm going to bring this full circle back to what we were talking about with Vinnie Tortorich, the NSNG lifestyle. And the real reason why I call NSNG is because he literally trademarked, like he owns NSNG. Like that's his trademark.
Who actually, did that?
What's that?
Who owned that?
Vinnie Tortorich. So he's the, and you said you bought one of the books I recommended earlier. Which book did you get? The Secret Life of Fat?
I bought the other one, the
Secret Life of Fat or Fitness Confidential.
I bought the Secret Life of Fat.
Yeah, dude, that's going to blow your mind. And actually, I just released my top 10 most downloaded episodes podcast this morning. And Dr. Sylvia Tara and Vinnie Tortorich are in the top 10. Like, they are the two of the 10 most popular shows.
That's Sylvia's book, right?
Yes, that's Dr. Sylvia Tara. PhD. She's a biochemist researcher. She's been spending 20 years just studying fat because she struggled with her own ups and downs of weight gain. So,
yeah, it's got me in. I was in it last night watching it, trying to read it while I was sitting home and watching a little bit of basketball. And I
can't sit and read anymore. I have to do the audiobooks, and hers is available on Audible too. So,
I thought about that. I'm not yet at that age where I need to do the audiobooks.
Well, for me, I don't listen to the FM radio in the car anymore. I'm listening to either podcasts, I stream podcasts, or audiobooks right through my iPhone through the Bluetooth in the car.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. It just depends on the voice, too. I have to like the voice. So.
Well, yes. And I will say, I prefer Audible. A quick little side for our listeners, this happens often. It's cool. But I truly want to teach more people about the power of podcasts, audiobooks, all of this content, because if you're in your car for half an hour to 45 minutes, you could be listening to a random music or annoying radio commercials, or you could be converting your vehicle or your workouts, if you have headphones in your ears, into a mobile university. And you could be crushing new content and growing yourself, your experiences and your knowledge day in and day out. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's great.
But
it's true. I know I've been slacking there, and I know I have listened to audiobooks in the car before because I do a lot of driving in my real estate side of the business. So,
sure.
I almost clicked on that button when I got it off of Amazon, I think it was, and I almost clicked on it. So,
I think it might be a hair cheaper too. I've lost track of how many I have lots of hours on my Audible account. I know the last time I even looked on the Stitcher app, because when I listen to podcasts, I listen to iTunes too, but I try and use Stitcher is my favorite app for podcasting.
Right.
And the last time I looked, I've listened to over 5,000 hours of podcasts. So
that's a lot of
clearly
hours.
A little obsessed. So
you're either doing a lot of driving or a lot of listening.
Both.
Both. There you go.
I mean, I live here in Pennsylvania, but one of my clients, I do business development and I grow their B2B relationships in upstate New York. So like Friday, I flew into Rochester, New York, and then I just took a rental car back. So I had a 4.5 hour drive back to Allentown, Pennsylvania. So I was like, hey, man, I pop in the headphones and because I was a rental car. I didn't have Bluetooth. So
that's good.
Yeah. So Anyway, let's get forward here. Let's get into the nitty-gritty here, what we're talking about. We've clearly, powerfully established your why. And everybody now knows that clearly you and I have been chatting a lot because really, I think, really, yeah, you and I connected because of the ISA CrossFitter community that I launched a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Dude, we have over 4,000 members in there.
Well, and you know how it happened. I was talking to Mark Smith, who's my guy that I talked to. And I said, listen, I think I should start a Facebook page for Isagenics CrossFitters. And of course, you know, I'm a lot newer to Isagenics than you are. And he said, well, you don't need to do that. There's already one out there. And I'm like, but I want to create one. And I was joking with him. And he said, no, you ought to go take a look. And I don't think there were 4,000 at the time, but I came on it. And I mean, to me, it's all about growing and knowledge and be able to share. And I think it was awesome. Great, great idea.
Well, the funny thing was, I was just like you. There's actually another community that started before us. There's one called ISA Jenny Fit or Jenny X Fit, or like basically it's the way it's spelled out. It's Isagenics Fit or whatever. And I think they decided to use the X as CrossFit.
Right. Whatever.
And then it's funny because the founder of that community reached out to me and she's like, hey, is there a reason why you created ISA CrossFit? I'm like, yeah, I didn't even know about you. I mean, I've been in Isagenics since 2010. I didn't know about the community.
Yeah,
I'm in ISA Runners. And that's one thing I do love about social media. At least we're using the power of Facebook groups and these communities to create very focused educational portals for people.
Right.
Like there's a couple of groups out there just for people who are suffering from cancer and have illnesses and stuff like that. So
It's
cool to know that people are using technology for the power of good. And some people just want to be in their own little community. So,
No, I mean, your Facebook page is great. I mean, obviously that's why we're here right now, but, it is very valuable. And, you know, I watch your podcast. That's what I posted something, I think in there last month as well, just with questions, just about meal plans. Cause we're doing a challenge coming up in April, on tax day we're starting, and it's going to be a 45-day challenge. Lean, clean TTG machine is what we call it.
And real quick for our listeners, guys, again, that's CrossFit. And then it's basically an extra two T's. So it's really three T's at the end, G.com. And Scott, what's your tagline?
We have a few, but what it's also getfolly.com will lead to CrossFit TTG.
Wait, what was that one?
Get Fit Raleigh.
Oh, because you guys are hardcore in the Raleigh, North Carolina market.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because this is good because all this stuff will go into the show notes for this episode on the website. So I'll have all this stuff hyperlinked in there, but that's good. Plus, it'll help increase your SEO and your online presence. That's another reason why you want to get on podcasts. So
that's good. That's good. So, yeah, we have a few different slogans there, but, you know, bring your fitness to another level is the latest one we're using. We believe we have a couple of staples, but we feel like people, when they come into CrossFit, just like when they learn about Isagenics, you know, they feel like they have to be in great shape to come to CrossFit. And that's the misconception. Well, that's the misconception. And the funny part is even the people that walk through our door, they think they're in shape coming to CrossFit, learn quickly that, and we always tell them, and I always tell people when they walk through the door, check your ego at the door because you're going to come, you're going to sweat, you're going to, it's going to be challenging. And as you know, as a coach, it's challenging even for you coaches and even for,
I tell people all the time, I've done, and this is before firefighting, before CrossFit, I had already run my first marathon in 2008, did a bunch of halves. I'm a huge cyclist, so I've done charity rides, like century rides are called, the 100 miles on a road bike. Like I love the ride. So I'm a spinning machine. And I've been a ski race coach for 11 years. I took this year off finally. I just needed to, there's just too much happening now. But the point is, it's like health, fitness, it's lifestyle. But CrossFit, I tell people, like if you had to pick somebody that is pure about the purity of CrossFit, like I don't go in and try and put the heaviest weights up. Because I'm a multi-sport guy, like I'm like the old school CrossFitter, which is like people, I help people understand that guys, like everybody gets a chance to pick their own niche And if that's what you love, that's great. But to be fair, the purity of CrossFit is that it's constantly variable, all those other, you know, rules and blah, blah, blah. The point is, I should be able to take anybody out of that gym, AKA box, and put them into a sport and they should be able to survive. So, like actually my friend's gym, he was one of the top 10 most downloaded SYR CrossFit here in, and his tagline says, "Start your revolution." And he's got one of the most successful CrossFit gyms in our area. I don't coach there, but he's closer to my house now that I've moved in with my girlfriend. So she's a member there. I coach at CrossFit Adoration over in Bethlehem. So two cities right next to each other. And they're basically about the same drive time. So I basically live in two worlds because I go to SYR just to work out for fun because I'm not bothered because I'm not a coach there, which is great. And then I go to Adoration, which I went there this morning, and I went there between our class time slots, so I wasn't going to get bothered, and I was just working on a few things. But to your point, even us coaches go through problems. Last week, I was traveling, and I did something weird to my back before I left for the trip. And apparently, I don't know if you can actually, I might be describing this the right way, but my chiropractor basically said it this way. He's like, I displaced, aka dislocated a rib in my back. So don't know how the hell I did it. I think I just was, again, I just wasn't paying attention. Maybe my form came out of alignment when I was doing a clean and jerk. And next thing you know, I couldn't breathe right because it was like all the muscles are stretched. So I had to deal with that for like all weekend long until I can go in and get it worked on. So I'm still kind of recovering from that because it was such a quick, small little thing. But we all have our little hiccups, right? So, but has my weight changed in a week? I have no idea. I don't even own a scale anymore because I don't believe in it. But my lifestyle will sustain me through these little, I guess we'll call it an injury or issues. But to your point, you have your concerns of knees. One of the owners of our CrossFit gym, CrossFit Adoration, is Jennifer. And she literally this morning is there on crutches with two new knees.
She had knee replacements?
Boom. So
she and I need to connect.
Well, she's also on my Isogenics team. So
fantastic.
Yeah. So basically Jennifer, like about a year ago had, like she had some issues with her knee. She's always had bad knees. And, anyway, they literally like drilled holes in her patella. Like this is like over a year ago. Like, so she had like mini surgeries to get her to the point where she finally needed to get like whatever she had done. And I don't know if she literally had full replacements or what. All I know is she's got two big incisions on the fronts of her knees.
Yeah, she had knee replacement.
So this she is a big thing, but she's literally in there this morning. Here's that lifestyle piece. She's in there this morning, sits down on the bench. She's underneath the rig, sets up the bands, and she's just doing band work, man, working her back, working her shoulders. She's hardcore committed to the lifestyle. And she knows that, hey, I can't do a lot with my knees right now. And she has to take it easy for the first 2 weeks. But then they're going to be running her through PT. She's going to recover and she's going to come back stronger than ever. So,
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Great to hear,
and
man.
And she's in her 40s.
Okay. Wow. Knee replacements in her 40s. Yeah. And mine's from another long story. I was in a really bad car accident when I was 16. So I was in a crushed Jeep. So I'm
a Jeep lover, so that's hard on both fronts.
Good news is it was a Toyota Land Cruiser that my dad insisted on getting, and I was driving his Jeep, and I was cutting grass for a summer job, and I went over an embankment. I mean, the tire blew, went over an embankment.
So you weren't even screwing around?
What's that?
You weren't even screwing around? This was literally an accident?
I was going to lunch.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. It wasn't even like one of your Walter Mitty trips. I was just driving the thing for lunch, and I was 16 years old and, you know, inexperienced as well. But so I had a metal femur for 2-3 years and they removed it. I was one of the first metal femurs. And yes, I used to go off when I would go to the airport and go through the old metal detectors back in the early 80s.
I still set them off a little bit. I got little tiny metal anchors from the first shoulder surgery. Every once in a while, they'll stop me and like touch me, and I'm like, it's shoulder surgery.
That was when they could touch you.
Yeah.
So in any case, that's where it all started for me, and then football injuries, and I was able to do sports later on, but just not maybe obviously as I learned quite as
Well, so clearly that leg was taken or replaced and modified or what? I mean, you still have the metal in there or no?
No, the metal was taken out. Out was an incision, and it was pulled out of my femur three years later. I still have the metal. Wow. I saved it. So,
is that like a burglar thing? In case somebody breaks in, you could beat him with your old metal femur.
It's sharp, man. It's got spikes on it and everything. It's a steel. It's heavy.
So, did your bone literally re-heal? So they didn't need that in there anymore.
It healed around it.
And what they did is pull it right out of the center.
They pulled it out, and they had and it was like pulled it right out. I mean, it was done in such a way that it was already partially out, and then they just pulled it out, and then it automatically healed itself with the meds they put in the bone. And
because the core of your bone is actually essential for life. That's your bone marrow. Your bone marrow is literally, it produces red blood cells. It's like your bone marrow is very, very important.
I know, which is more reason to eat healthy and take care of the body. So.
Oh yeah. I mean, I donate blood every 8 weeks. Like, I'm a regular donor. My girlfriend does it too. They like her blood more. She's got some kind of special blood. But I read about an article years ago, which got me hooked on it. And I would do a couple charity events when I was in the corporate world, like to help gather people together, do the whole blood mobile thing. But then I read a couple of health articles about how it's almost like giving yourself an oil change. Like, hey man, you got to drain it. So it kind of like stimulates and triggers your marrow to work a little harder. So it's actually good for you to donate blood. And I was like, cool. Game on. And actually, for people who care about weight loss, actually you do end up losing a little bit of weight afterwards, not just because of the mass of the blood that's left your body, but because it kicks your body into a hardcore burn state because it's, hey, I'm low on blood. I got to work hard. It's all kinds of write-ups on this. So anyway, I love getting people to donate blood.
Just make sure the listeners don't go out and schedule 5 in a row for,
Well, if you, yeah, exactly. That's why they ask you before you even do it, like, hey, when was the last time you donated? So fast forward to today, your bone rehealed. You don't have the metal in there anymore. Clearly, you still have some mobility issues, which is why you're preparing to go towards getting a full-blown knee leg surgery, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you reached out to me based on your own. And is this because of the doctor saying, hey, if you could lose a few more pounds back again, that'll make it easier? Yeah. Or no, just lifestyle?
No, you know, it's I haven't been able to, I've been doing my workouts, but I used to do a lot more cardio. And now for me, it's even difficult with the assault bike, even difficult rowing. I'm not rowing as well just because my knee, it uses your knees quite a bit.
That's kind of funny you mentioned that, because cycling is one of the, and again, because I taught spinning for so long, I have used that to help so many people recover from leg injuries.
Well, I love it. I did the assault yesterday, and I go in, and that's what I, for warming up, when the CrossFit classes are doing some of the stretches I can't do, I'm on the bike for an extra minute, just to get my, blood going, get my knees going, get my legs going. And then I'll do toe touches, alternating toe touches, or, little air squats or as much as I can, but I can't go all the way down.
I was going to ask you, what's your range of motion? Are you able to break parallel right now or no?
No.
Okay.
No. I used to be able to get to parallel, and that was my squat. Yeah.
That was Jen's struggle. Like, her knees were so bad that getting beyond parallel was like she could never come back up.
They'd be no rep in me. They'd be no rep in me. I didn't want to be no rep, but that's not my concern. Is as much as again as it is.
Back to your earlier point, you want to be mobile as we're aging. You want to be able to do everything with your kids that you possibly can. So,
I'm a different kind of fire breather, and that I want to be healthy. I love CrossFit. Love it. I'm not looking to go to the games, unlike my wife who.
Nope, neither am I.
She claims not to be competitive, but as she's sitting there looking at the scores last night, determining where she is still in her top 200, I laugh.
It's okay. My girlfriend's the same way. She's like, she will not sign up for the Open. She doesn't want to pay the $20, but she knows how she's performing against everybody else in the gym. And she claims she's not competitive, and she claimed that she wasn't even going to do CrossFit about a year ago again, and then she was going to stop, and then she found this new box, so she moved here to SYR, and now she's obsessed with it. And she just asked me the other day, she's like, hey, do you want to go do a Spartan race again? And I'm like, for somebody who claims to be not so competitive, like, now all of a sudden in the past year she's doing triathlons, with CrossFit, and now she wants to go back and do a Spartan race again with me. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay, whatever.
I laugh at my wife. My kids laugh, although my kids are getting a little frustrated because my wife is obsessed with CrossFit and she just loves fitness. And you know,
you know what? It's not for everybody, but if you're lucky enough to find something like you just said, your fire breather, if you're lucky to find something that gets you to breathe fire and motivates you and stimulates you and inspires you every single day, whether it be CrossFit, whether it be us, like part of our lives is the Isogenics world. Like I'm going back to another Isogenics university literally this coming weekend in Newark, New Jersey. I don't need to go there, but there's a best practice in life where they tell you, if you get a chance to go to an event, any event, there's a vibe, man. There's that mutual fire breathing energy. You come out of that high as a kite. And I just, it's worth it to me. I'll spend $150 to go to an event because I'll come back amplified.
Yeah.
It's like going to watch the regionals, right? I'm sure you guys have gone and watched a regional comp. Like, dude, that's fired up.
yeah. That's definitely fired up. And I agree with you. I mean, I love it. I just know for me, you know, my life isn't like my, you know, she and Juice are our head coach, phenomenal head coach.
You say his name is Juice?
Juice. So Juice and I opened this box up together, and I would not have opened it up if it were not for Juice. Juice is and I guess he probably wouldn't mind me saying this.
I'd open up any business with some dude named Juice. I mean, you better be a fit dude if you're called Juice.
Depends. If it's the 90s, you don't want to name a guy go into business.
No,
with a guy named
I would agree with you on that. We don't need white Broncos. No.
But he's about these you come. Juice was an All-American football player for Virginia Tech.
Nice.
And he is fit and he is lean and he's an incredible athlete and an incredible person. And what I'll tell you is, you know, he's a fire breather. I mean, he loves CrossFit. He's passionate about it. He'll do two-a-days just like Katie, one of our other coaches, just like my wife, Sarah. And, you know, and I think it's awesome. And for me, I'm not quite that level of fire breather. I love CrossFit, but, you know, I love Isogenics. I love my real estate practice. I love my family. And not that my wife doesn't love those things too, but for me, I just want to be balanced. And yeah.
I've had to re-educate this to a number of people. I'm sure you probably have a similar, and this is a quick lesson on network marketing. And because I do promote it. I can actually thank network marketing for really inspiring me to come after the entrepreneurial pursuits because I grew up in an entrepreneurial family and wanted nothing to do with it. And then realizing years later after chasing the startup world and then the corporate world and then, you know, making myself go back to school and all this other stuff, I realized, I'm like, wait a minute, I don't like being a corporate monkey stuck on a ladder. I want to be in control of my own thing. And I wanted nothing to do with the Isogenics business. I was just using the products, going through the first detox. Because I literally rewind back to that earlier story, finished the firefighting season, came back from Ireland, went to that Boston event, and I had no energy. And I took a toxicity of the body course where at that event, where I met Sherry Catlin. So I'm under the Catlin organization in within the Isogenics world. She's one of the millionaires.
Right.
And she's like, her and her husband were teaching a class on toxicology of body. And she's like, Scott, this is what you need. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So a month later, I finally, after reviewing and researching the company, because I'm that kind of guy, I said, you know what? Fine, I'll try it. I did that program and followed it to the T because I'm anal retentive. And I was not trying to lose weight. I wanted to keep my strength. I just finished firefighting for 6 months, dude. I thought I was jacked. I looked like a big dude, but I wasn't lean. I wasn't cut. And my energy was in the tank. That's what was freaking me out because I'm a high energy guy. My body was so full of toxins from the stress of the job, poor sleep, breathing smoke in the wilderness because everybody's like, oh, you have an air mask, right? I'm like, no, dude, you're hiking in the mountains in the middle of the wilderness. You don't hike in with an air tank and an air mask. We're not city firefighters. Like you have to be able to hike for miles. I mean, there's no air tanks. So anyway, all of that. So I did that first program. Within 2 weeks, energy, boom, shot through the roof. I was like, whoa, okay, there's something to this. I'll finish the 30 days out. When I was done, I had dropped 7 inches over my whole body. So now that you've been doing it for a little while, and I try and teach people, like, and guys, this to the listeners here, this is not just Isogenics. Let me go big picture here. The human body is designed and fully capable of detoxing itself. Okay, that's what your liver, your gallbladder, all that stuff is for. The endocrine system, all of this is for. The problem is, due to our environment and our healthy or our wannabe healthy state of life, especially here in the U.S., we're not performing at a peak level of lifestyle. Most of us aren't. You got your highs and your lows. So we need to kind of give it a little kickstart. I mean, hey, say, hey, I need a little extra love. The body's being overwhelmed in so many other areas, and Scott, you'll be able to talk to this too after you going through your own detoxes, that it's like, all right, man, I need a little extra help. I need a little, like, a little jump start. And that's what I realized from going through those programs. And that's not, I told you over Facebook Messenger, I only do those now like once a quarter just because I love the high coming off of it. And literally, I get done with a detox, I go back to the box, I'm usually hitting a new PR. And people are like, how the hell are you hitting a new personal record on your lifts if you just got done not eating for a day or two? And I said, because fasting has been around for over a century. Fasting exists in multiple planes, multiple ethnicities, multiple ways of life, other countries. It's religiously at that level. I was like, there's just a right way and a wrong way to do it. And I would rather go through a program that supports me with proper nutrition and proper nutrient density. So when I do hit that fasting state, my body's performing at a peak level to get the maximum benefit out of that fasted, detoxed state of lifestyle. So there's your quick little, you know.
No, that's, and my thing is really coming off the you know, 1 day detox versus the two, during the cleanse days, one versus two, which I've done the both. The first one I did, the 2 day, was pretty intense. And that's where I really shedded a lot of weight, although.
See, that's normal. The first chunk of that, probably 1/3 of that weight, is going to be usually the water weight that your body was retaining to put the inflammation fire out, right? The stressors that's on your body. People have to understand that. That's why when I see people like get a little dismissed because they had such a huge gain of losses in the first 30 days. I'm like, guys, your body's on fire. That's what inflammation means, all right? So your body's going to try and put the fire out. So you're going to have water retention weight. That's normal. So yeah, of course you're going to lose that after 2 days. That's normal.
Yeah. So, and that was for me, that was the biggest shift now, but the eating, the clean eating, and you know, they give you the 260 calories per meal. They recommend on the, you know, and so with me, it was finding the happy medium between doing my workouts at CrossFit. I learned not to do those workouts, even though probably like yourself, I would still go in and do a little bit of a light workout on those days.
Yes and no. I've talked about this in the ISO CrossFitter community that, especially if you're doing a 2 day, I truly do believe in, what's the brain health doctor on the board of our company? He's one who created the brain health supplements. That little strong strapping doctor. What the hell's his name? Yeah. Anyway. You know who I'm talking about. He's like this little dude, but he's just jacked and crazy high energy. But anyway, his point is, and he's valid, is that your body's going through such a, and I don't want to use the word stress, but let's say a potentially stressful state, you know, going through the fasting and the focus on the detoxing, that if you're doing other extreme things at the same time, you're confusing the body. Okay. Yeah. I recently had on, and actually I talked about it on this morning's episode that aired, a famous neurosurgeon from Louisiana by the name of Dr. Jack Cruz. And this guy is like literally, I don't know if you heard of the new biohacking lifestyle. Like I'm a biohacker. Yeah. I'm constantly finding ways to hack my biology and get peak performance. So this is beyond isogenics. And anyway, he's like, no, dude. He's like, I'm at a different level. He's like, I'm a mitohacker. He's like, I am hiking at the neurological level, the mitochondria in your cells. And I'm just like, damn. Anyway, that guy has already hit 5,000 downloads since I aired his show on my show. I mean, this guy has a crazy following. The YouTube video I aired has like 3,000 downloads. It's just the guy's got a big following because he's doing stuff that a lot of like regular everyday layman people would be like, that's just crazy. That doesn't make any sense. But he talks about proper sleep, proper rest and recover, circadian rhythm, all of that. And that's what I'm trying to tie back into this is that, yes, fasting's good. Detoxing is good. But you also need to make sure the rest of everything else is dialed in, right? The nutrition up to those days or 1 day, the nutrition after that 1 day, More importantly, did you allow your body to rest and recover? There is so much importance, because this is something that the CrossFit world is guilty of. And I have no problem speaking out about this because I'm in it. And there's almost like this hero concept where, oh, dude, I worked out 6 days this week. Or I'm the juice. I'm doing two workouts a day.
2 days, right.
There's no advantage to that. That's just a hero complex. You got to let your body rest and recover. Because if you don't, this is what increases injuries, torn ligaments, tendons, or going back to this detoxing and cleansing, you might not get the maximum benefit out of that detox cycle you just ran through. Because again, you're trying to tell your body, hey man, hey organs, there's no food digestion today, right? So you're taking a break. I'm just going to be hydrating like crazy and cycling only the most essential minerals and nutrients from the vitamin support that we do in our detox program, right? And so it's like, okay, a light workout better be the lightest freaking workout you've ever done. You better like go for a walk or whatever. Because again, the other reason why we don't want to put our body through a lot on that day or days is because most people aren't resting recover enough on a normal day. So that's another excuse to let your body just boom, baby, just recover. So.
Yeah. Well, I created this, a little Facebook page for a number of my Isogenics people. And, you know, it hasn't grown that much because I haven't really focused on building my Isogenics business.
I'm with you, man. I got too much other stuff going on.
You know, because, you know, I love the product first and foremost, and I can tell you do. And,
it's sitting right there.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. I didn't notice that. So I know I want my ageless essentials. I know you've got your greens. I've got
You better be using this, the Ionic Supreme.
I am.
If I had not gone through that cleanse days in 2010, I never would have gotten hooked on this stuff. Every single day, I drink this. I drink it like a tea.
I have the large bottle of it out of my fridge, and unfortunately. I have a habit. I have a Scott bottle because I like to swig out of it because I got tired of measuring the cup. So I have it in there with my name on it in the fridge. Kids know.
See, I never got into the liquids. I love the powder form because it's very mobile, right? Because I travel so much. This is great. So
did you ever try the liquids?
They're a little more pungent.
They're
very like you really taste like the herbal like the because there's a lot of herbal knowledge that's gone into this design. It's like there's a lot of very super concentrated superfoods or whatever and extracts. So I'm like, holy crap! Yeah, I've tasted the liquid. I'm like, whoa, that is potent.
Yeah. Well, so what I was saying and finishing my thought on the Facebook is so I have a site called the Inside Out Health Lounge, and in there. You know, I posted today that because what you were talking about is you can't out train a bad diet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you could do 2 days, you could work out, you're saying overwork out. And, you know, again, you're talking about detox days, but it's just kind of related. And I thought
same thing.
What I see a lot of my people is you can train as hard as you want. If you're going to go out and eat an Arby's or, you know, Chick-fil-A or any of those places, you know, you're going to, you know, mess it up and, you know, so.
But you see, and this goes back to my early point in the show where we talk about how everybody's got at a different level. We're all playing at a different level, right? Like I'm 6 months into a podcast show, whereas somebody just Facebook messaged me today, introduced me to another new podcaster, and he's going to hop on a coaching call with me and I'm going to teach him how I got started to help him get his podcast off the ground. So again, like I'm no better than him. I'm just 6 months in where he's where I was 6 months ago, right? Whereas you're at a different level than a new podcast, a CrossFit customer coming in. Or I've been doing Isogenics for 7 years. You've been doing it for I don't know how many years. So like we're all at different levels.
Five.
There you go. See, that's still pretty strong actually. So the point is that years ago it was, I need to dial my nutrition back in. So what you just said meant a lot more to me back then, but now because I've built that consistency, I'm at a different level now. So now I'm focused for the past 2 years and more focused on the proper rest, sleep cycles. Like a lot of people are still just focused on quantity. It's not just quantity. Your circadian rhythm is based on quantity of hours of sleep, consistency, and the actual cycle. So if you're going to bed at 2 a.m. one night and then 8 p.m. the next night and then 10 p.m. the next night, it literally is affecting your circadian rhythm because your body wants a little bit of programming, which is kind of funny though, because in the CrossFit world, we talk about how we want to be constantly variable to confuse the muscles, and that's fine. From a muscular tissue, you know, benefit and strength building, yes, we want confusion there. But when it comes to your body's ability to truly recharge, rest, recover, take all the benefits out of all that nutrient density that you consumed all day long from your improved diet lifestyle.
Right.
If you're on Team Isogenics, right? You're an Olympian. You're one of our pro level athletes, just crushing it. I guarantee you, they play at a different level with their sleep, rest, and recovery. I guarantee it.
I'm sure of it. Yeah. I'm sure of it.
There's no way you can make it to the Olympic team without proper sleep, rest, and recovery and a good, smooth circadian rhythm. So that's where the past 2 years, I've taken it to that level. And admittedly, I'm going to contradict myself here. The whole Isogenics piece, which is what you and I really started reaching out on, the whole NSNG, no sugars, no grains, that's been a big push for me the past year and a half. And to be fair, if I was a hardcore NSNG guy, I would not be consuming this because there's still a few grams of sugar in here that maybe is more than it should be. But I will give Isogenics props. They do derive their sugars from vegetables, so there's a better glycemic index there. Right. But to focus on what Dr. Sylvia Tara talks about and Dr. Jack Cruz talks about and Vinny Tortorich, because he brings on all these doctor professionals on his podcast, I've been a voracious consumer for a while, is you really want to make sure whatever your sugar intake is, number one, is minimal. And number two, you got to remove the spikes. So just like we just talked about regarding your sleep, how you want a consistent quantity, picture a bar graph, and then you also want a consistent frequency. You want a smooth consistency. The same thing goes with our hormonal levels that are affected by sugar. All of them talk about if you truly want to impact weight gain and weight loss and all of this, you're focusing on leptin and ghrelin. Those are the two hormones in our body that are most affected by sugar fluctuation and sugar consumption. Right. So we talked earlier about how it's your brain is very obsessed and hooked on the sugar. So it takes time to wean the brain off because there's a chemical addiction there. And then there's also the issue of we got to start trickling. It's called sugar trickling, but trickling the sugar back because you want to start smoothing out the hormonal fluctuations because that is what has been triggering diabetes and everything else. So great. You've removed soda and fast food. All those processed crap. But a lot of people don't realize that, for example, the average human being, I don't know if you know this, eating an entire banana actually has too much sugar.
Yeah.
You ever hear that? So everybody making their own smoothies. Like, here's the thing. That's why I tell people, like, if you want to be a purist with Isogenics, do not add anything to your shake except healthy fats. That's it. Like because I truly believe it, you can't hurt to have a few more healthy fat sources in here. So like I modify this and I'll add in literally a straight shot of olive oil. And I order my olive oil from Italy and I promote it on the show because everything in this country is completely tainted. It's modified. It's unregulated. I get my stuff straight from Italy, dude. And I have my own discount code. So if you actually want to have the most amazing olive oil ever, check that out.
Email it to me.
Oh, it's on the website.
I still haven't decided if I'm having olive oil to my shake, but
I literally do shots of it every morning straight. Even if I'm not having a shake, I literally drink it right out of the bottle. There's something
you're
called
like I am with Ionic Supreme.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. But because when you have pure, legit olive oil, untainted, and you've never had it before, there's actually like a peppery taste. The area of Italy they're from is called Puglia, P-U-G-L-I-A. And they actually literally, Villa Capelli nicknames their olive oil the Puglia Pinch because when you take it straight, there's a peppery aftertaste. That's how strong it is. I've never tasted this on any other olive oil that I've ever had in my life. And anyway, the point is, there's so many good things, antioxidants that come from pure olive oil, the rich, healthy fat content, which is great for us. There's so many things we can go with, and that's a whole other podcast for us. So I know we've been on here for a while, you're more than welcome, by the way, to return, and we can do like some update sessions. So the point here is this: cut the sugar, increase your healthy fats. Don't go crazy on the healthy fats because some people try and go super healthy fat that they're literally overloading their body with too much healthy fat at one time, just like we talked about, right? Smooth consistency, right. That even plateau. But again, I recommend listening to Vinny Todorovic's show once in a while. He brings on some powerful doctors and experts who they have chosen to say, listen, I'm not just a doctor pushing drugs anymore. I'm going to study nutrition. I'm going to study proper sleep. We're going to discuss the fact that over the past 20 years, especially here in the U.S., we have removed necessary sources of healthy fat from our diet. And then because those flavor profiles have disappeared, they compensate by adding sugar. And that's one of the reasons why I'm big on no sugars, no grains. There's no value in grain anymore. Never was, really, to be fair.
So let me ask you this question. What was your toughest grain to eliminate in your diet when you gave up grains?
Admittedly, I realize now I did not consume a lot of grains. I've always been a meat. I grew up on a farm, so yeah. I've always eaten a lot of meats, cheeses. It was really more of a habit. It's like, when you go to a sandwich shop, somebody years ago decided that a sandwich is supposed to have bread. And you take all the good stuff and you got to stick it between two things because you need something to hold on to it. And I'm like, okay, so why don't I, like now I spoil myself. I go to we have a very high-end grocery store here called Wegmans. And
I know Wegmans.
Okay, yeah, dude, amazing. But anyway, they have like this, I forget the brand name, but you can get this special head of lettuce, but it's not like cheap, crappy iceberg lettuce, which has no nutrient value at all. But it's like these beautiful cupped forms of leaves are massive. And they're grown in like a greenhouse and it still has the root ball on it. But I love plucking them off and that becomes my bun. So because I literally ordered a quarter of a cow this year. So I have tons of meat on hand. And so when I'm grilling, yeah, I make burgers and then I have a lettuce bun. And now there's trendy restaurants now putting lettuce buns on their menu. Yeah,
we do. I'm trying to get a a meal named after us. One of the local restaurants here called the CrossFit TTG. And we haven't decided yet what we were going to have, but it was either going to be a bunless burger in a bowl with lettuce, tomato, with vegetables and that kind of stuff, with avocado. And
definitely avocado. You want another great source of healthy fats.
I love avocado. So we're planning it. They've already said they're going to do it for us. So we're just trying to determine the exact meal to do it.
To answer your question, though, you'd ask about that whole grain thing. Admittedly, so here's a quick little story on inflammation, especially for your knees. Okay, I was hiking in the mountains for 2 years, basically all summer, then you're off for the rest of the year. It would take, a couple of months for my knees to stop hurting. Because we were hiking in steep terrain. Like literally, I could be on the side of a hill and like touch the hill, like that kind of crap. And I had a 45, 50-pound pack on and a 25-pound chainsaw on my one shoulder. That was my lifestyle. So that's a lot of wear and tear on the joints, right? And at the time, I was very hooked, or I became hooked, on the Isogenix joint supplement and the joint cream. And it's great, by the way. I still recommend it, but because I needed it at that time. And so I took that joint supplement for the past 3-4 years to rebuild all the stuff that's good for your joints. And then I used the cream whenever I had a bad night because we would camp under the stars. So I would actually rub that stuff onto my knees before I climbed into the sleeping bag and went to sleep for the night before I'd wake up the next day and go fight some more fire. So the point is, there you go. You got it? Yeah, ageless joint support. So I was already taking other stuff before Isogenix because I thought I had to. You know, I was the old GNC guy or the Vitamin Shop guy. I'll never step foot in those stores ever again.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, I noticed that our supplement was amazing. And when I came back from my ski race coaching, my ski race director is in his 70s, and he has since had his hip replaced. But back then, his knees were terrible. And I showed him that, and he switched over to that because he was going to one doctor for those primary ingredients. Then he was going to an Asian medicine doctor for anti-inflammatory herbs, and he looked at our ingredients. He's like, Scott, all the stuff that Chinese doctor is giving me for anti-inflammatory is in your joint supplement. So he's like, great, I only have to take one tool now. So that's why he switched over. And it was the only product that he used from us.
That's great. Well,
so that reinforces why you're taking that. And now here's the funny thing. Fast forward. my past 2 years of just removing what remained. And here's the hard thing. I lived in Colorado and Arizona before moving back here to Pennsylvania. Especially Colorado. Dude, I'm a mountain bike racer, road cyclist. You get done doing a bike ride or a race, what are you doing? You're drinking some beer. So this year has been a very hard struggle for me of literally trying to stick to red wine only because all my buddies drink beer. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do this to see, because I'm a biohacker. I got to see what the impact is. Because really, most beers, you're literally chugging down liquid grains. And if that's the answer to your question, the hardest grain for me to remove from my lifestyle, because it was casual and it was social, was having the occasional beer. Yeah, and here's why. I was so grain free, except for beer, I'd go weeks without having it. If I drank a beer, all of a sudden, my joints started hurting the next day. Or my skin started drying out. Because just like going through a cleanse, if you remove stuff from your body and you allow your body to rest and recover and get used to purging that from the system, that's the best way to test if something belongs in your body or not. Cycle it out, let it out for a while, cleansing, all that, right? Our new lifestyle, the isogenics lifestyle or whatever. And then a couple months later, try adding something that you remove back into your life and see how your body responds. Yeah. That's I tell people, like, you don't need to go to a doctor for this. We all could do this. So remove it, get over the psychological issues with it, give it some time, get your body to get used to not having it. Now say, okay, you know what? Can I have this or not? Well, I'm going to add it back in. The biggest thing on that is years ago, I went through the cleanses and started building that lifestyle. For some strange ass reason, green peppers do not agree with me. Like the green bell pepper, I don't know what it is. I get this weird aftertaste. And so now years later, I try not to eat green peppers. I don't know. I don't know if it's a thing or not, but for some reason, when I eat that, I get this nasty aftertaste. And I never had that problem until I went through my first detox. And then I started noticing how things, like my body was finally sensitive. It was no longer numb. This is something I teach people with cleansing. I'm like, guys, like, get your body so healthy that it's finally talking to you again and telling you what's working and what's not. Right. I don't know if you get into that level of conversation with your athletes or not, but that's the power of this.
Yeah, I haven't probably gotten that deep, although that's where I want to go. And so that's kind of why we're having the conversation. And, you know, this is obviously important to me. For me, you know, busy life, just as you have, you know, it's just trying to, you know, segment my day so that I know that, you know, isogenics, which is a big part of my day already, the non-eating portion of the non-isogenics day is clean and grain-free and sugar-free. And that's sort of my goal. And I get away from it. And in our family, we have cycles, you know, we'll have my wife will come in with sweets in the house before a movie or something. And I'm just like going, oh.
Listen,
can't be put in front of me.
Because I listened to my co-hosts multiple times earlier in the show, you said you're a grazer. All right. One other thing that was my struggle was I love chips and salsa. And I love crackers and cheese. Because for years, that's what you, if you serve somebody cheese, you have to serve them crackers. If you serve them salsa, you have to serve them chips. Somebody decided that in marketing and years of commercials, right? Because, and I'm not, it's a whole other episode, but long story short, I grew up in farming. Many, many years ago, the Dust Bowl, in your history lessons, the farms need to be saved by the government. The government subsidized grains to save the farms. Now the government makes money on grains when the farms make money on grains. It's still that way to this day. So when you look at the food pyramid, which is completely ass backwards here in the U.S., what is the biggest foundational element of the food pyramid?
Grains. Yep.
So flip that, and then you finally have the proper food pyramid. I mean, it still has grains involved in it because it'll be that small portion at the top. But I'm saying, if you're not ready to cut all grain out of your life, fine. Flip the food pyramid. Redesign it, and you will finally start seeing people's health improve.
Yep.
And I'm not the only one to talk about this. Very, very smart PhDs are talking about this.
Unfortunately, in another segment, another time, but not only the food pyramid, but then, you know, you flip and obviously – they don't want to change that up because then it affects the medical pyramid.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a whole other thing.
As you know, pharmaceutical controls, and they're all tied and intertwined. And,
yep.
You know, it's an ugly cycle.
The pharmaceutical industry does not want us to heal. If we heal and recover, they won't make their money. They need us hooked on drugs. I don't go to a doctor. Like, when I'm done with this episode here shortly, I'm going to go to my chiropractor and have him check on that rib that popped out of my back and give me a nice little, because like I want my body to move properly. I'm a holistic practitioner and customer. I'm not saying the doctors aren't important. Yes, if there's disease and illness and there's nothing else to fix it, yeah, you have to go once in a while. I just went to a skin doctor last week to have some skin tags looked at and a mole or whatever. Like, yeah, they're there for a reason. But if a doctor pushes drugs on me from minute one, I'm going to question that. I want to find out, okay, is it a drug-related issue or is there something that I can cure myself through natural practices? So
eight out of 10 doctors are pushing the meds.
And to be fair, I've had MDs on my show. One of my Doc Beast is a friend of mine. His name is Doc Beast. He's a ER doctor here locally, big CrossFitter, big, strong black dude. Love him.
Right.
He's been on the show. He's had his own episode. He came right out, and he's a Shakeology guy. So we had the first ever like Shakeology guy talking to Isagenix guy because we care about the big picture, right, which is health. And and I got him to admit, just like multiple other doctors, that unless a doctor chooses to put nutrition first in their personal studies in their free time, they don't have the time. There's continuing education that has to happen throughout their career. But there's only so much time they have to work on that. And because most doctors have become a punch ticket system, they gotta see so many patients a day. It's just an assembly line. And unfortunately, the only thing they have to learn is what the drug reps are teaching them week in and week out. And so until they take the time to start making nutrition a priority of their study, they don't know shit. I mean, they all admit, when they got their MD, the average MD program literally covers nutrition. It's only about how it metabolizes in the body. I think they have like 1 hour of study.
I was going to say, my cousin's a spinal surgeon, and he said,
boom.
Yeah, we're not taught. We're not taught about nutrition.
No, which is hilarious because
how important is nutrition?
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, gee, let me think about this. So what you're telling me is that you guys are going to push drugs all the time because you don't know any better. But you also know that the body, no one can live just on drugs. Like, you have to feed the body nutrition or some kind of food.
Right.
But yet, you only study drugs.
Right.
So, this goes back to Isagenix and why we have a board of doctors guiding us, because they've all admitted this. They all say, listen, once we finally realize that there's a bigger picture, and they finally realized they wanted to start truly providing health care and not health band-aids, which is what a drug is. A drug is just creating a band-aid because you haven't figured out the source problem.
Right. Exactly. You're right.
We get very passionate about this. Sorry.
It's important. It's just, it's baffling to me that it's not addressed, the nutrition and the
food. Terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
So it's like going to a dentist's office and when you leave, they give you a lollipop on the way out, you know?
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute, you just fixed my teeth, my gums and everything else. And
right,
you want,
here's a lollipop.
And you just gave me sugar, which could trigger another cavity.
I so look forward. They had these big lollipops and I would eat the big ones and I'd be like, oh, I can't wait to leave my dentist's office so I can have that large lollipop.
It cracks me up, bro. It cracks me up.
I know. Well, it's the oxymoronicness of the whole industry. And I agree with you. So,
it's going to take people like us. Like, we're not going to change the world overnight. I mean, we've dug a pretty damn deep hole as humankind. I'm sorry, across the planet. And unfortunately, I think our country is one of the worst contributors because we're driven by money. And that's it's very unfortunate because other countries look to us in a lot of areas to lead.
Right.
And we are teaching people the McDonald's way of life or the Burger King way of life or the Pizza Hut way of life. And I'm like, that is laziness. There is zero nutritional value there.
I agree. I agree with you. So,
well, hey, this has been freaking awesome. I mean, I know that we spent a lot of time really getting to know you and us because we're a new relationship as friends here now. But we definitely dug into some nuggets here towards the end. That is what you were looking to get out of this conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So good. Definitely. I will close out one point here. Most of the doctors I've talked to, including Vinny Todorich, who's not a doctor, but he's a big push behind SNG, is they remind us that if you have a great daily regimen of good, rich vegetable content, and obviously it helps using the greens to fill in the gap, but you actually are getting all of your essential sugars that your brain needs. Like, there's actually, I forget the exact measurement. I believe our brain literally daily only needs like 2 milligrams of sugar or something ridiculously small. So everything else beyond that is just creating that whole hormonal battle with leptin and ghrelin.
Right.
So this is why, like, we got to start finding ways to hack that, smooth that out. I'm not saying go off your grains yet. Not everybody's at my level yet, and I'm not perfect, but I'm saying we got to start making, like, realizing, read the freaking label, like, okay, wow, I already got a good amount of sugar. I don't count calories. I don't even count my protein anymore. I don't even count my fat.
So you're not a MyFitnessPal guy then.
I used to. But see, because at that time, it was a tool to help me get to that level. And now that I've grown beyond that level. So because I teach people this, like, guys, like, once you get used to doing something, it becomes programmed.
You don't need to look at your phone.
We all are at different playing levels. So yeah, exactly. I still recommend FitnessPal for a lot of people because they're not there yet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And as some of my friends tell me, not everybody is at my crazy level yet. And people are like, well, people still want to live their life. I'm like, dude, I live a great freaking life. My energy is through the roof. Everybody knows me as the crazy high energy guy because I'm putting my body and my health first. So
that's you're right. You're right. I get it. Yeah. I get it, Walter.
I get very fired up about this.
Walter Mitty, that's it. My Walter Mitty in PA. So
I like it, man. You're my first friend with Scott with single T. So
hey, man.
I like it.
Scott to another, right?
So I'd
love to continue on too.
Yeah, so. We both got busy days ahead. So listen, you're new to the show, so I'm gonna probably surprise you here a little bit. But every co-host who comes on the show, I want them to have the opportunity to have the final word before I close it out. And when I'm done here, just hang tight and I'll give you a proper goodbye once I stop the recording. But this is your opportunity for our listeners to really take, if they forget everything else on the show today and don't go back to the website and read the show notes or whatever, this is your opportunity for the final word and just to leave a piece of you behind for our listeners. And what is maybe one of your messages that you're trying to get out to the world through everything that you're doing?
You know, I'll take you back to my why. And I know as we talk about it, it's the most important thing. We know that nutrition is healthy. We know that exercising is good for the heart and the mind. We know that putting the right foods in your body are important. We know that drugs are not good for you necessarily. They're a Band-Aid. But I think you have to have a passion for the things that you choose to do in life. And so for the why, I was confused by my why because I thought it had to look a certain way. And yet, if you get me talking about my daughter like you just did, you know, it's a passion that we all have that it's you don't even have to say anything. People get it. And so I would just say that for people, whether it be CrossFit, whether it be, you know, Isagenics, whether it be Shakeology, as long as you are fulfilling the destiny of really serving and being able to focus on your why, then, you know, I would say, you know, follow your heart and your passion and follow your why, you know, just follow it. And it's, you know, I love Isagenics products. I love CrossFit. I love my family. And as I get older and gain wisdom, I try to take the wisdom of others who have more wisdom than I, and there are a whole lot more of those than the wisdom that I retain. So, you know, and so I'm always trying to grow, constantly learn. And I would say, if you need to search for your why, look at what makes you passionate. If somebody talks to you about something and, you know, you're bored by it, or it doesn't bring out a tear in your eye or bring out, I think that's really where the passion lies and where the why lies is what are you passionate about in life? And what would you be willing to, you know, give up everything else for? And I think that's my why. And that's kind of what I would say to the listeners out there that, you know, obviously I wasn't prepared for it, but, you know, the talking about my daughter, something I try not to do, because I can get emotional about it, because it's spending 7 years in a hospital, as many of your listeners have battled with family members like my sister who just finished chemo, who my mother was upset with because she was doing the chemo. And yet my sister had the task of making a decision. Do I want to live or do I want to try a holistic way? And yet my goal now with her is Isagenics and creating a healthy lifestyle and a healthy diet for her so that she doesn't have to go through chemo again. And I would say for all the listeners out there, I'm sure everyone has somebody in their downline and their, you know, their line of people in their life that has battled cancer, that has battled tumors, that has battled heart condition issues of some sort. And I really believe that cleansing and detoxifying your body is the step to getting healthy so that you can fulfill and live to be a part of your why and make your why you exist. So,
well said, sir. And thank you for more transparency and honesty. And I will actually close out with one thing for your tip. You better be checking out Vinnie Todorich, because he's also a cancer survivor.
I will.
Because his doctor who helped him survive got him off sugar.
Just send me the link to his last name. I just need the spelling of his last name.
So. Oh, yeah. Like I said, he's all over the website. And actually, he's in the highlights from today's episode. So if you went to livethefuel.com and the most current episode, you scroll down on the show notes, Vinny Todorich is linked right there. So you have the spelling of his name, and it's linked to his site on Facebook. And it's his name, vinnytodorich.com. But I'm telling you, man, that's why he became such an advocate for cutting sugar and grains out of your lifestyle, because he's literally surviving leukemia to this day.
Well, that's my purpose in this is for me, but also to share with my sister who just...
Yeah. Just give him back, man. Is that why, right?
Why? There's another why.
That's so, well said.
Know, listen, thank you for all your help and your thoughts and your education with me. I appreciate it. And I look forward to doing it again.
Oh, so, yeah. Hang tight here. One last minute here. I'm just going to close out the show. So again, to the listeners, guys, that's it, man. Scott is preaching the good word here. Make sure you check him out at crossfitttg.com. And again, I'm gonna have everything linked on the show notes. We'll make sure you guys can find him on social media and follow these guys on Instagram and all over the place. But I love his honesty and his transparency. And again, guys, if you're new to the show and listening today, this is what we're all about. We're here to fuel your health, your business, your lifestyle. And Scott's living all of that right now with us. So I look forward to having him back on the show. You've heard it before. Keep living the fired up epic life. And we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Good day, Live the Fuel fans. Hey, this is Scott Mulvaney, your host and founder of Live the Fuel. I just wanted to take a couple minutes here at the end of the episode to thank you for listening and also share some resources for you. So number one, please, thank you. Thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to the show so you can get regular your updates. I release new episodes every single week. More importantly, if you are using iTunes or you have an iTunes account, please go on to iTunes. I know it takes a few minutes to actually do this, but please submit a show review for the Live the Fuel show. It's one of the few ways we can use the system to help increase the exposure of the show. So again, if you take a moment to do that, please and thank you. All right, guys, more importantly, I want to get into some resources to help support you guys. If you go to livethefuel.com, I do have a resources guide online. It's called the Super Sevens Resources Guide. And in there, I have 21 different tips and tools just from that I've used over the past 3 to 4 years to help me get my different businesses up online, but also just health mindset related content. But anyway, if you go on there and subscribe to my email list, you'll get that guide back to you for free. So enjoy some free content. Now, more importantly, if you're on Facebook, be sure to reach out to us and, number one, like the Live the Fuel page, but number two, join our Facebook group community called The Fuel Tank. Please submit a request and I'll be happy to welcome you into our community and help you along your journey as well. And then the last piece of this little message for you guys is our resources page. If you go to livethefuel.com/resources or just click on resources in the toolbar, I put in a number of companies on here that I've started growing relationships with that I trust and that I actually recommend. So first off is Villa Capelli. This is one of the purest olive oils that I've ever tasted. I've talked about it on the show before. So please use my discount code. If you use Fuel, F-U-E-L, at the checkout when you're on their website, you get 10% off your order. So please use that and thank you. More importantly, also in the health category in that page, you'll find a company called Pure Vitamin Club. We've actually had the founders on the show multiple times. I highly recommend this company. Please use my click-through link on the website. I don't have a lot of affiliations, but this is one that actually may give me a couple pennies back for every time people actually click through my logo for their Pure Vitamin Club on my website. So again, I highly recommend them for Pure Magnesium, Pure Vitamins, and their new B12 vitamin coming out. And the last piece of this message here is Isagenix, guys. Not everybody is into nutritional companies, supplementation, but many, many people are because our food is nutrient deficient. And we've talked about this from a health perspective before. So again, if you guys are looking for a change in your lifestyle, heck, even just for a side hustle business, but more importantly, just healthy lifestyle changes, please consider reaching out to me. I have Isogenics linked on there, but please feel free to private message me or set up a time on my scheduler on the website. And I'd be happy to talk to you more about this and consider working with me and my team. I'd love helping people get healthier. All right, guys, last piece of this message here is business related. If you look in the business category on there, because we do talk about health, business, and lifestyle, I do have a couple other companies in here. AWeber. AWeber is the best when it comes to email marketing. So please use my link there. I use it for all of my clients and all of my email marketing. There's a lot of different sources out there, but these guys are awesome. And more importantly, all of my IT, all of my website hosting, everything now goes through a company called Singularis IT. I mountain bike and road bike with the owner, Simone. He's been on the show as well. Good people, great technology. Highly recommend them for outsourcing your IT solutions. They're freaking phenomenal. So anyway, guys, I just want to, again, thank you for listening. Please use these tips, tricks. Please visit livethefuel.com. Check out the resources page. Get that e-guide for free by hopping on the email list. And go to the Fuel Tank on Facebook and join our community. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.